With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Trump administration is proposing to roll back car and truck fuel efficiency standards that were imposed by the Obama administration to cut down on the burning of petroleum and reduce the greenhouse gas pollution driving climate change. The main public argument the Trump EPA is making for this deregulation is the suggestion that smaller, lighter, more fuel-efficient vehicles are more dangerous to their drivers in crashes than larger, heavier gas guzzlers like SUVs, crossovers, and pickup trucks. Here's Bill Wirum, chief of EPA's AIR program, testifying before a congressional committee on June 20th about the Trump administration's so-called Safer, Affordable, Fuel-Efficient Vehicles rule proposed for the years 2021 through 2026.
The proposal would revise existing national automobile fuel economy and greenhouse gas emission standards to give the American people greater access to safer, more affordable vehicles. The proposal estimates that the preferred alternative will prevent thousands of on-road fatalities and injuries.
It should be noted that Wirum resigned 6 days after this testimony, amid ethics investigations into his former work as a lobbyist at a firm that represents polluting industries, including petroleum refiners who produce gasoline and diesel fuel. But beyond this, what about the broad claim that bigger vehicles are safer?
That argument doesn't really hold any water.
This is Michael Anderson, an economist at the University of California, Berkeley. He studied millions of traffic accident records and concluded that bigger, heavier vehicles are safer to their own occupants in two-vehicle collisions, but more deadly to the occupants of other vehicles they hit and often crush.
What we found is that essentially when we're looking at these two-vehicle accidents, when the weight of the first vehicle goes up by 1,000 pounds, then the fatality risk in the second vehicle increases by about 40 to 50%.
Michelle J. White, an economist and professor at the University of California, San Diego, said that larger vehicles are not even necessarily safer to their own occupants because they are more liable to be involved in deadly rollover accidents. She also said that pedestrians, bicyclists, and people riding on scooters are more often killed by SUVs or pickups than by cars. This is because cars tend to strike people in the legs, throwing them up on the hoods of vehicles, while SUVs, crossovers, and pickup trucks ride higher on the road, and so strike people in the head or roll right over them. Professor White's peer-reviewed article in the Journal of Law and Economics found that for every 1 million SUVs and light trucks that replace cars on American roads, between 34 and 93 additional people are killed every year in cars, on bicycles and motorcycles, or on foot. White said the Trump administration is essentially promoting the selfish viewpoint that the only lives that matter are those of the individual SUV and pickup truck consumers behind the wheel, not the lives of the other motorists and pedestrians they kill.
It's a very selfish viewpoint, and it may even be wrong for the people who are in those vehicles. So it completely ignores the kind of carnage that these vehicles do to occupants of smaller vehicles when they're involved in two-vehicle crashes, and it ignores the cost when these vehicles hit pedestrians and bicyclists and motorcyclists and scooter riders.
The more rational public policy would be to financially discourage the purchase of big gas guzzlers, except for those who actually need them for their work or farms. Everyone else should be incentivized to buy more modern, fuel-efficient vehicles that both save lives and the global climate. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.